Oh my gosh, guys, first and foremost, let's address the elephant in the room. The fact that my voice sounds very, 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 very deep. It was one of my really close friends' birthdays, Angie, and that was on Friday, and I'm assuming I yelled a lot, so my voice just left. And so this is what we're working with right now. Nonetheless, that's not gonna stop me from making some bomb content for you guys, because I have a lot. When I say a lot, I have a lot of videos to film for you guys. Got a lot of requests, a lot of different content coming for you guys, including a how I style my hair video, which I know you guys are super excited about. And I really just want to offer, you know, different types of content for you guys, because that's all part of me, and also leveling up and being a quality queen. So as you can see from this title, this video is The Dark Side of Dating Affluent Men. And right before you skip over, okay, do not forget, of course, to follow me on Instagram, and that will be right here, of course. And also do not forget to subscribe to this channel if you have not already. Yes, I do want to acknowledge another elephant in the room, that my uploading schedule has been very scarce, and I want you guys to know that I do see the DMs, and I do see that I have been uploading very scarcely. I think once a week in the past 2 weeks or so, which is absolutely horrible considering I used to upload every other day. I definitely am working on getting back to that schedule of uploading every other day, because this is what I love to do. It's just that I still am new at it, and I haven't mastered, you know, the pre-filming technique. And in the previous times when I tried to pre-upload, it just was a disaster. Something was wrong, or something was wrong with my hair, yada, yada, yada. You don't care. Let's get right into this video. Okay, guys, so I know that I always talk about dating affluent men, dating a man of means, and why it's important. It goes way deeper than, oh, she's a gold digger, she just wants to use someone for money. That's not what I am specifically promoting on my channel. If you are someone that does classify yourself as a gold digger, whatever the case is, so what? Yes, there's a very thin line. A lot of people have multiple misconceptions or their own ideologies of what they feel I'm promoting, or maybe another channel is promoting. I welcome all women from all walks of life. What I'm specifically promoting is dating men that can provide for you financially, physically, emotionally, and not promoting struggle love, which seems to be very prevalent, especially within certain communities or ethnic groups, I should say, to be real. And some people have a problem with that. Some people have a problem with men providing for them, whatever the case is. But on this channel, it's very important to have that, because that just goes back to the days of science, the caveman days, where women were practicing, you know, hypergamy, or they were practicing, you know, well, in the caveman days, they weren't practicing hypergamy per se. In the caveman days, they were doing natural selection, right? Where it's a matter of, this guy's strong, he's big, I feel protected by him. I know if I have children with him, he will be able to protect our children. You know, I'm going to nurture, he's going to protect, and he's going to provide. What are you bringing to this table? And I'm gonna set the table with what you brought. Make sense? So, yes, and for anyone also curious, hypergamy basically means dating someone that's in upper level society. I really should look up the actual definition to define it for you guys. I understand what the definition is, but it's dating, you know, above your class normally. That's basically what hypergamy is. So it's nothing bad or anything like that. Number one in the dark side of dating affluent men is they can be very manipulative, because men with money have power. And if you're someone that doesn't have anything of her own, you literally go from point A to be, where all of a sudden you went from having nothing, you're very new, you're very naive to this whole thing, and you happen to get very lucky and you stumble across a man of means and you're dating a man of means. One or two things can happen. You can either be someone that it just doesn't really impress you, it doesn't really come to your mind because you don't really care, because you didn't have it before, it doesn't really matter if you have it now. And then you could be someone that doesn't have it and you really want to have it, but you don't understand all that it comes with. It's very easy to be manipulated, especially by someone who you feel is providing everything for you. So you need to look out for manipulating men or situations where you can be manipulated because you don't have much of anything to offer other than just being around and being there for him or being his arm candy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Another thing is infidelity. Now, infidelity can happen whether you are Dusty Dan or Affluent Adam. Infidelity is all across the board, something that many guys practice, you know, not all, but many. And of course, the more money you have, the more power you have, the more success you have, more women, a lot of women are naturally drawn to something like that because who doesn't like or desire nice things? Who doesn't desire to have an amazing lifestyle that seems virtually effortless? Who doesn't want that? Men of means, of course, tend to have more options than men that don't. Even if, because like I said in previous videos, women are defined in society by, and they're valued by their beauty. Men are defined and valued by their success, money, which comes with power, et cetera, et cetera. When you only have literally beauty to offer, and I mean really only, there's nothing of substance going on in that little brain of yours, right? That's a problem. That will be a problem. That will be your downfall. You have to have more. You have to be someone of substance. Because really, at the end of the day, because I'm going to discuss this in another video, at the end of the day, it really is about being smart and being cunning in a good way to the point where you are making this man think he's in charge, he's getting his way, all these things, but really, you're in charge. The art is letting him think that he's in charge, but really, it's you. In the words of Kiki Palmer, what does she say? And the gag is, that's the gag. So women will, of course, be throwing themselves at men that have a lot of money and success, especially if it's someone that is well known, you know, in the entertainment industry, all of these things. Be careful of things like that. Another thing to look out for that's very important is losing your identity in these types of relationships. You know, you get so caught up in their world, their life, what they can bring to you, what they've shown you, what they've helped you discover, that sometimes, depending on where you are in your life, you can lose your identity and start to question, well, what do I want? What do I desire? Do I really like this? Do I like to go to those polo games that he brings me to with the giant hats? And do I like sitting next to, you know, those judgmental women over there? I don't know, whatever it is. Do I really like that? Am I comfortable being a yes woman all the time? Am I comfortable just being arm candy and I know it? It's so unfulfilling. And you're feeling the way you feel because that's a reality. That's your intuition telling you, hey, I don't like this. This isn't my thing. I don't really feel good doing this. I don't feel fulfilled. I need to figure out who I am. Who am I? And normally this can happen, you know, with any age range, because age doesn't necessarily mean maturity, because we all go through so many different things in our lives that can be traumatizing. And when you have experienced some sort of significant trauma, I was just telling one of my friends this, that I believe you stop aging at that moment. Like you don't age past that traumatic event. So whether that traumatic event happened at 13 or whether that traumatic event happened at 22, every time something traumatic happens to you, you sink back into the 22-year-old mentality. You sink back into the 13-year-old mentality because you never healed from that, from those childhood traumas or those young adult traumas in your life. So it's manifesting in your adulthood to where now all of a sudden, let's say something significant happened to you when you were 13 or like I said, 22, and it was issues with men. And now you're 30 and you only date 22-year-olds or you only date men that are 25 because you just refuse to date older men because you don't trust what they can bring from your childhood trauma. You had a bad experience with someone that was older and they may have to take an advantage, whatever the case is. Or maybe you had a experience, you know, with your father, you had an experience with your mother, and these unhealed traumas will bleed onto your life. They will bleed into your relationship. And when you are dating someone with means, someone that has money and power and access, it is so important to be your own woman. Because I'm telling you, in all honesty, babe, you will get lost all in the sauce. You will. It's inevitable. Be careful of losing your identity. And aside from even dating affluent men, successful men, any man, be careful of that. Young girls that are on this channel, 18 years old, younger than that. Don't lose your identity in your relationship. You have to learn yourself. You have to know yourself, know your worth, know what you're bringing to the table. Or, like I've mentioned in another video, anything anyone ever tells you, you're gonna believe it because you don't know you. So it's like, if someone says something to you, it's like, okay, well, maybe that might be true because I don't really know myself all that well anyway. Watch it. Another thing you should look out for, and this is particularly for girls like myself who like to date guys that are older. Be careful of guys dating you, calling you immature. It's like, roll your boat. What? No. If someone is older than you, they should be more mature than you. Stereotypically, they should be more mature than you. Sometimes guys like to pull that card of, You're immature, sweetie. You know, you have a lot to learn. You have a long way to go. And it's like, okay, you must be immature then yourself because you chose to date me and you know I'm younger than you, whether that's 5 years younger, whatever the case is, and you're calling me immature. So I'm mature enough to be with, but I'm immature now because we're in an argument. How does that work? I don't know. You know, it's... That, and I'm saying this from experience. I was seeing this guy. It was the narcissist guy. And he had the nerve to say that I am immature. But it's so funny though, because I know he was just talking, you know, out of his butt. Because in the same breath, in a different instance, he's told me how mature that I am and I'm going to be great, all this stuff, yada, yada, yada. But because I decided to leave and I'm telling him about himself and it hurts, his little ego, I'm immature now. And it's like, okay, all right, I'm immature now and you're so mature. That's why you chose to be with me because you're just so mature. If I'm immature, then why don't you go find someone more suitable, right? Maybe a little closer to your age. How does that sound? Good? All right. You know, a lot of the times men can be controlling, men in general, but especially men that have success and wealth, they can almost keep you walking on eggshells. You feel like at any moment they could possibly rip the rug from right under you. And because of that, because they instill that fear in you, it's like, I gotta say yes to this and I gotta make sure I do everything he says, or if he doesn't get his way, he's gonna do this or he's gonna take this from me. He's gonna take back the car he bought me, the bag he bought me, all of these things. He'll take it away. And you know when you're dating someone that will do something that petty and immature. That is not a normal circumstance. I'm sorry. You're not a five-year-old that needs to be reprimanded and put in timeout and have toys taken away from you at recess. What are we doing here? If this is supposed to be a relationship, everyone plays their part as they should. You do not all of a sudden one day you're my dad, one day you're my boyfriend, one day you're this, one day you're... No, it doesn't work like that. Be careful when you're in these relationships all across the board of guys that are controlling. And the reason why it's significant in this video is because it's more prominent when a man has all this money and this success and they're just dangling this great lifestyle in front of you and you're just like, oh my God, yeah. You know, it's like, no. You have to really, and they know when you're impressed by those things. That's why all a part of even seduction too, unbothered by that. You carry yourself with class. They already know what they had to bring to the table to even get you. And now they're just trying to dangle a great lifestyle. It's like, of course, you know, it sounds great. We want it. But you can't be so openly eager for that. Remain neutral. If you remain at a neutral standpoint, they can't attack you from any side. Remain neutral. And it's hard, especially when you really, really like someone. It's very difficult to remain neutral. But a key in seduction is remaining neutral so that you can familiarize yourself with that man's shadow self. Meaning, what are parts of him that he doesn't show that I know the world sees? The world sees one side of him. What is on the other side of him that I can cater to and tend to as kind of like a weak spot? And this is not coming from a negative standpoint of evilness, trying to like hurt someone. This is just all about the game in a way of catering to that soft side of him so that he feels like you see him. You see him and you're seeing a side to him that no one really sees, and you're catering to that, and that's going to make him draw to you and want to be with you even more. So on the contrary, if a man sees that you're so eager for this, whatever he's, you know, dangling in front of you, it's like, okay, here, be a good girl. What? Get out of here. What is that? If you want to play games, go join Tristan Thompson's basketball team. Another thing I find so interesting, guys, be careful of condescending tones. It's not always as obvious as you may think. When sometimes a guy will say the words sweetheart or honey, sometimes it's just code names for the B word. Like, sweetheart, you're calling me too much. Honey, really? Honey, I can't believe you would do something like that. You'd be surprised. Sometimes the way that some of these men speak to you, they're just using code words that make them feel better and how they're addressing you. I don't really like being called sweetheart. You can tell in the back of your mind, you can tell intuitively when someone is calling you sweetheart or honey out of affection and adoration, and when they're calling you sweetheart and honey as a word filler substitute for something else. That's another thing to be careful of. This is why this all ties into you knowing you, so that even the dark side of dating these men of means, it won't really affect you. Because at the end of the day, it all boils down to you knowing you, you valuing yourself genuinely so you can't fall for these tricks. Because when you do know yourself, it's not really that easy to penetrate your head and infiltrate your head and, you know, camp out in your head with all of these garbage tactics. Once you know, you know. You can't undo it. You can't unknow it. So all in all, ladies, never let a man, whether that's Dusty Dan or Affluent Adam, make you feel inadequate. That's how you get manipulated. They see a weak spot. They prey on it. They see sides of you that you feel like you don't show the world. And they cater to those sides. Even though the situation may be completely flawed and this person may be horrible for you, but you feel like they see you. Let me tell you something. We're not blind. If you're a book, there are a lot of people that can read. It's easy to be read, to be quite honest. And when you show someone different sides of you, it's only because you opened up the book. You let them see that. Which means, on a positive note, there's another person in the world that you can open that book for, and they can read you as well. And they have the option of seeing you the way that you feel that this person sees you. But it's never worth your peace of mind, your sanity, or even your youth at that. You always need to be in control. Like I said, so skillfully that he thinks that he's in control. Okay, guys, so that is the end of this quick little video. I have a lot of really good content coming for you guys this week. Okay, I am so excited, especially filming my first hair video. I am so excited. I'm definitely going to be doing a how to straighten my hair video with this hair, and I absolutely love this hair so much. It's my first time even getting hair this long before. All that stuff, all those details will be in another video coming up this week. Also, I want to give a shout out to Stephanie, who is such a sweetheart. She gave me these beautiful lashes. These lashes are definitely like va-va-voom lashes, but sometimes, I mean, I have really big eyes, so I really like long lashes. I know some can argue, oh, that doesn't look classy, that doesn't look like this, it doesn't look like that. It's all about your preference and how you wear it. I feel personally that I like the way I look when I wear these types of lashes. These are mink lashes. They are so gorgeous. These are my favorite pair. She sent me about 3 of them, and these are my favorite out of the bunch, and I just really feel like they open up my eyes, and they're just very pretty and make you feel like a princess. Okay, guys, so thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for your patience, guys. We are still on the road to 30K. Don't forget that. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, do not forget to check the description box because I put a lot of effort into my description box. So if you have any questions, a lot of the times I will put like the hair that I'm wearing in the description box. I'm going to put the lashes that I'm wearing in the description box, my lip color, all of that stuff will be there. So do not forget to check that out. And of course, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll see you guys in my next video. Mwah.